Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, is my lovely wife, my co-host, overall great gal, Melissa Nickerson, who in this shirt is here to announce fall is here. Mel is when this is kind of a light entry into fall.
It's a transition.
It's a Mel is transitioning to fall.
Well, my daughter,
a dark brown, but there are some orange and yellows in there. Mel is beginning to fall forward into fall.
It's not fall, y'all, but it's
never
almost,
say that again on our
it's
podcast.
It's a joke.
I will throw you out that tiny little window.
Our daughter texts us this weekend that Starbucks has their fall drinks. And if you are 14, that is some big news.
Listen, I'm going to start here.
I shouldn't have said it.
No, I'm okay with you saying. If you were unwilling to admit that pumpkin spice is delicious, I'm sorry for whoever hurt you.
It's so good.
I'm sorry about whatever happened in your life that you have like pumpkin spice. It's stupid. I'm sorry. It's a flavor. It's a delicious thing. And if you don't like it, that's fine. Just let people like the stuff that they like.
Like pumpkin, it tastes like cinnamon and cloves.
Delicious.
Vanilla. Yeah.
Delicious.
Just like all those fall baking things.
Delicious.
Ingredients.
Oh, so good. But yeah. We're ahead. I mean, because fall. When does fall start? I don't know the seasons.
I think September.
Okay. I'll go on some good fall rants when
August.
The time comes.
Yeah.
Just don't get your pumpkin spice from Starbucks. That's all I'm saying. I'm on a big anti-Starbucks kick right now. You know me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yes. If you're like, is it for that reason? It might be. It's for a lot of different reasons. But at the end of the day, I'll never forgive Howard Schultz for making the Sonics leaving Seattle. But this isn't podcast content that anybody wants. Guys, the point is it's fall. And
it's almost fall.
It's almost fall.
Yeah, we are almost there.
No, yep. I mean, the parent calendar.
When school starts.
The parent calendar is totally school-based. So school starts, it's fall.
And
I don't care what season it is.
And the biggest school districts in San Diego have started.
Yeah.
So it's fall.
Yeah, when school starts, it's fall. When to me, Thanksgiving is the first day of winter.
Yeah,
you know, or maybe the day after Thanksgiving. This is kind of you guys do yours after
mine.
I'm gonna tell you kind of the way that I think of the seasons. All right.
Okay.
To me, they don't all get 4 months. No, there's no 4 months of this. To me,
it would be three.
Huh?
Four seasons.
You're right.
3 months.
Yeah, they don't all get 3 months. To me, thank you. Top 20 in her graduating class. Melissa got academic scholarships. Very bright human being. Also athletic, lovely. Big fan.
And the biggest silly person ever.
Silliest human that's ever existed. Mm-hmm. Ridiculous is the word.
Ridiculous.
We use. In my mind, the seasons, and you guys tell us this. Send us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com and get on the Facebook group and how you think about the seasons as well. In my mind, fall is when school starts. The beginning of fall is when school starts. Mm-hmm. Winter, I'm going to give winter Black Friday. Black Friday is when winter starts in my mind because Thanksgiving is a fall holiday to me. There's pumpkins involved. If there's pumpkins involved, it's a fall-based holiday.
So that's got the pumpkins
so
out.
Black Friday is winter. I think of pretty much like March is when spring starts. Pretty much after we're still in winter mode. December, January, February. Valentine's Day feels like a winter holiday to me. And spring is the longest season in my book because spring goes until school gets out. So pretty much March until whenever school releases, which I guess actually is about 3 months. But
like our little one gets out mid-June and our big kids get out.
Yeah.
end of May.
And that's when summer starts. Summer starts when my kids get out of school. That's when summer starts.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just the difference between an 8-week summer and a 12-week summer.
Right,
and
right.
And so we have a shorter summer.
And it varies. So what about you guys? Mm-hmm. Any notes on my, that's my parent calendar. How do you think?
I'll give it to you. Yeah, I think it's just like the August is technically still summer.
Yeah, but we're not getting technical here.
Yeah, I think
I'm talking about how you think of the seasons.
Okay. Well, I would
like,
just
let me ask you right now, does it feel like fall to you right now? In your mind, is it fall?
No, I mean, you don't really get fall in San Diego.
But just in general, Mel.
Well,
you're just do the bit, Mel.
Ah, can't.
Just do the thing where you say what the seasons feel.
I thought I was supposed to disagree with you.
No, just do what you just do the bit. All right, Andy, you're up.
I don't have anything.
As the resident Californian, like, I don't know seasons naturally, mm-hmm. but I know the colors of the months in my mind from just growing up from
the
elementary school, like always just seeing
different shades of brown.
So when I think of the seasons, I just think of color. I'm like, oh, it's brown. It must be November.
Yeah. Oh,
or
that's hilarious.
Green. It must be December. Yeah. Like,
I really thought that was going to be like some rousing discussion between the three of us. And you're like, I don't believe in seasons. And you're like, I can't do this. You're like, August is technically summer. I go, I know that was the premise of this bit was that how do you think of them versus what they technically are? And you're like, but technically they're this. I'm like, I know. We started on that agreement.
Okay. I have a totally unrelated.
Mel,
I just got stuck on how hot it is right now.
In this room?
No, like, August is so hot here.
Yeah.
And through, like, October or November. But then, like, in May, June, it's, like, breezy and nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's very, like, it doesn't feel right for our hottest, like, this hottest week is, like, back to school night.
Yeah.
It's, like, every time we have a back to school night, it's like 93 and you're in a gym without AC.
Yeah.
And you're just like sweating in a metal chair.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, it's back to school because that we get our hottest weather
our
right
son,
now.
They have to take breaks from their fall practices when it's too hot. They'll be like, we can't practice today. It's too hot.
Yeah, it's going to be 92.
Yeah,
So I don't know. This is like our most intense weather season.
Well, speaking of dates, everybody, we got an upcoming tour.
Another bit derailed by Melissa.
No, it's funnier that way anyways. So anyways, this week, everybody, I'm going to be up in the notoriously not hot San Francisco area. If you want to come to California and not be warm, Bay Area. The 22nd through 24th, that's Thursday through Saturday. And then the 25th in Sacramento. Then next week, I'm Texasing real hard. Wednesday, San Antonio, Thursday, Houston, Friday through Sunday in Addison. Then we're into the fall. September is Tacoma, Milwaukee, and Boston. October is Appleton, Wisconsin, Austin, Texas, Louisville, Salt Lake City. Then November, Oxnard, Bakersfield. We just added Springfield, Missouri. That's a new one. Raleigh, North Carolina. We just added Chattanooga, the 24th. And everything beyond that, we got Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Spokane, Phoenix, Indianapolis, St. Louis on sale very soon. Is going to be La Jolla, Denver, and Toronto, which I've never been to Toronto.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah, I've never been.
Yeah, I've never.
It sounds very difficult to get to.
I bet it is.
It's so far, so far. So thanks for everybody. We got some new people joining in the Facebook group, Dustin Dickerson Comedy Fans.
Yeah, we just had a Patreon Zoom on Sunday.
Patreon Zoom is where you can give a little more to the pod, get a little more from the pod. I don't know what this is right here. I'm just doing kind of like a
meet and greets at shows,
meet and greets
extra,
at show,
merch,
extra merch, behind the scenes from the pod,
BTS, and first to know about new exciting things.
Mm-hmm.
So the monthly Zoom hang will be announced shortly.
Yes,
for September.
Cool.
Gonna be a fall theme.
What a teaser! It's gonna be a fall
theme.
Themed.
Fall theme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you gonna wear? Are you gonna wear that? No.
I don't know.
Guys, we're gonna carve pumpkins.
On Zoom.
On Zoom. So, we got a lot to get to,
awesome.
Everybody. We had our 20th year. We had our 20-year anniversary. We got some stories about that.
Mm-hmm.
I did some shows out in Omaha. We got some stories about that. We theoretically, we're going to be talking about just the Nickerson struggle right now of him being a senior and a freshman in the same school, a 10-year-old sleepover, a couple articles, a couple emails. We may or may not get to any of it. It's hard to say. We avoid on this podcast, we desperately try to avoid being name-droppy and sharing experiences that are not relatable to the
touch,
to that are a little bit out of touch. But also we have crazy, fortunate, lucky, blessed lives, and sometimes it's fun just to share those stories. So we, for our anniversary, we were like, okay, 20, this is a big one. Mm-hmm. And what do we want to do? And we're like, we love going to concerts. It's like our favorite thing.
Yeah.
And our favorite, probably our couple band, certainly your favorite band, one of my favorite bands, absolutely, is true, is Head in the Heart, Seattle-based band we've liked for a long time. We were like, I wonder where they're at. And they were at Red Rocks on, like, the day before our anniversary. We're like, well, great. Because this guy mm-hmm. has Southwest points mm-hmm. and Marriott points. And they and that cuts that cost by quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like a no-brainer that we're like, yeah, let's go to this concert. So we went and saw Head in the Heart at Red Rocks in Denver. I guess Morrison, technically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Denver. Nobody needs to clarify that. And it ended up getting like more charmed and unbelievable
surreal.
With
yeah.
every step of the way. So we randomly got connected to that band because the internet, I've been fans forever, mm-hmm. for a long mm-hmm. time. I think Rivers and Roads came out in like 2011, 2012,
yeah.
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been just great forever. And we've seen them twice before. We saw them at here in San Diego. We saw them mm-hmm. at the Santa Barbara Bowl,
yeah.
which I prefer over the Hollywood Bowl. I like it a lot.
Oh,
I think it's just because I don't like LA people. I don't like going to shows in
LA. It's a mini Hollywood Bowl without LA people.
Yeah. Yeah. The best part. Yeah. If you took all the people of Santa Barbara and put them in the Hollywood Bowl, that would be, I don't know if there's not enough people to fill that, but Santa Barbara's, but you know, LA concerts are just people like, they like this. I'm like, gosh, nobody dances. Nobody likes it. It's just the worst humans. But
it's like high school all over again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, they LA people watch the same way that comedians watch comedy is they'll go, that's funny.
And that's
funny.
That's not a crowd response you want.
That's funny. And you're like, okay, well, I don't believe you because you would
just
be laughing.
Give it a little more.
There would be a laugh if you mm-hmm. thought that was funny. So
yeah.
We years ago, I'll just tell the full origin story here. So years ago, I'm doing my second Keep Your Distance with Kev on stage. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. this set.
This is like a virtual.
Yeah, Keep Your Distance.
Pandemic,
yeah. If you guys don't know the story.
Outdoor comedy show.
Yeah, during the pandemic, Kev on stage did a thing with the Keep Your Distance comedy where we would just, it was a live streamed comedy event. There were like 20, 30 people in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the same setup that I did for my special Overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And it's people in masks. It's kind of spread out. It's like, how can we do comedy? It's outside. And I did one.
It's like a warehouse.
Yeah.
Like with barbed wire.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I did one. The mm-hmm. first one I did, I am mustacheless. I'm wearing a Sunset Bowl shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a big joke from that. The biggest joke from that was the one about what do you do after you lose your BLM sign? Like that was like, you remember
or
that
how
joke?
Do you get rid of your?
How do you get rid of it? Yeah. You're like,
mm-hmm.
well, I don't. It's not a nice sign because I made it, but I also don't want to be seen putting it in the trash. You know.
Yeah.
So that was it, and then they invited me back, and then this like set really changed my career in so many ways.
Yes.
This
mm-hmm.
set, I go up. And I make fun of Tahir Moore in the front because he's wearing shorts. I do a joke about my last name sounding like the N-word. I'd done that. That was a riff up front.
Tested joke.
No.
Yeah.
That joke about my last name I'd only done once before in front of an mm-hmm. all-white crowd, and it bombed. It
mm-hmm.
bombed triumphantly.
Yeah.
Now, the comedian, so many things were happening. I'm telling all these stories just to show how crazy life is and the series of events can lead to a series of events. Because the comedian right before me, Jonathan Slocum, who's like a legend in comedy, was doing a bit. He was doing a bunch of different bits, and he at one point he pointed out me in the audience. He's like, "Even you, white boy," because we were the only white people there, and it all got a laugh. And I had met him before, and he's like, "Dude," and he'd forgotten I was on the show, and I was like, "Dang, man, I'm one of the comics." And then,
yeah, as the comics, you had to sit in the audience because they needed you.
Yes. Yeah. To sit exactly. And laugh. Yeah. And which was a treat, anyways. Yeah. But I'm like, I have to go on soon. I'm not really in the headspace for this. But he did a joke about kind of saying, I don't want to do the full bit, but the basic idea was like, this is your pass to say the N word, which you're like, okay. And it was all working. It was all very funny. And in the context, it all made a lot of sense. So then I go up and I do a joke about kind of riffing off of that. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that because that all worked. So now I'm feeling very loose on that set, very riffy, I can break from my set, a lot of confidence. Like 3 minutes later in the set, a train goes by. And because it's an outside gig. Mm-hmm. All right. And I said something like, even the train liked that joke. Or something like a total riff. And then someone in the audience does like a raise the roof. And now I'm riffing again. And I was like, oh, I'm not that guy. I know I'm not this guy. You know, I go and then I do this joke about like, it would be funny if I was all of a sudden I was like to the window and that worked. Right. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, that huge. So I'm still feeling loose. I'm still riffing.
Yeah.
And these are like ideas that I've had before, but I've never said, I was like, no, I'm not that guy. I look like I would like an acoustic guitar song about a river. That was the line. That was the joke. Mm-hmm. Crushed. Great. All working. Total riff. That joke goes pretty viral. Pretty big. Head in the Heart has a song called Rivers and Roads. They have the white person song about rivers.
Yes.
And they comment on that joke on the internet. Now we DM, we connect. Jesse, the drummer, runs the account. Fast forward, we've gone to multiple of their shows. Mm-hmm. Multiple of their band members have come to our shows. We've become friends with a lot of them. There's like a real, they're comedy fans. Adam Ray's at their shows a lot. When we started at Santa Barbara, we walked down. I was like, Adam's on stage, like doing a bit, like a set.
He did like a warm up thing.
He was like roasting the crowd. And I was like, is this for the Head and Heart show?
he did go out.
Yeah. I mean, Adam's the very best. So
they're very collaborative.
Yes. And they're, you know, and comedians and musicians get along because we're in a similar world. So they were like, hey, just let us know anytime that you want tickets to a show. And you're like, I'm going to take you up on that. But you communicate it through the tour manager like pros. So we get there to the venue. They're like, all we expect is tickets, you know?
Yeah.
And we get there and they're like, okay, so here are your passes. And you're like, cool. All right. I love a pass. But what I think that means is like, if you guys want to go say hi backstage, or like do the meet and greet after, and you're like, oh, cool, well, I'll say hi. And the TM, the tour manager, texts us, and he's like, meet me at this door, and we'll bring you backstage. So we hang out for an hour pre-show while the opener, Houndmouth. They had that song, Sedona. It's a big song. It's great. Yeah, they were fantastic.
It's a big song.
And we're just backstage at Red Rocks. It's the craziest.
Have you been to that venue, Andy?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Not to see a concert. I was just there during like the middle of a day, like you know, everyone in.
Did you go
Colorado
backstage
working
and stuff?
Out.
No. Oh yeah,
yeah. But just stare. Yeah, everyone,
all the backstage is built into the rocks.
Yeah. There we go.
So you're in Houndmouth. They're great, and so you're like their green room. You're surrounded by rocks. It's crazy. You're just it's built into like.
So there's
the,
like three walls and then a rock wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like. It's insane.
It's incredible. And they're like, hey, so like our VIP area is up there. There's free wine and beer. And you're like, deal. And there'll be food after. You're like, deal.
And then there's like a bar on the second story that looks down on the stage.
It's unbelievable.
And then there's a tunnel underneath.
Oh, yeah. That was
the
coolest part. They have a tunnel where everybody's signed. Area. You know, and then it takes you right out to the like the soundboard and stuff. Mm-hmm. What's that area called?
Front of house.
Front of house, yeah.
And then there's like a section that you can see. Stand in and watch. So it was crazy.
And then so we're like, this is unbelievable. And so they're like,
yeah,
go out there whenever you want. It's like, we're here to see the Head and the Heart. We're gonna go watch every second of the show.
Yeah.
And so we go out, and then we get a text from the TM, and he goes, "Hey, do you guys want to go out as like guests during Lost in My Mind and like
shake.
Guest shakers?
Yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm.
with like your little maraca or shaker," and you're like, "Yeah. No, I'm gonna go on stage at Red Rocks with my favorite band on my 20th anniversary. We're out here on Southwest and Marriott points. Deal." Mm-hmm. And I was very thankful to have you in that moment as someone who was like, yeah, I want to do that.
I mean, I was basically like deer in headlights, like panicking.
Yeah.
But you don't say no to that.
You don't say
yeah.
no to that. You're great.
I mean, I get nervous because I'm kind of starstruck around them.
Well, what's
funny,
really
enjoy their
yeah.
music.
Well,
and so I'm just fangirling.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I can't help it. I just really, I'm like, this moment is insane for
yes.
me. I'm trying to breathe.
So,
which is fine.
Now, I will say it was disarming about it is there was like their kids were out there.
Yeah.
Also, the lead singer from the Revivalists was there. And you're like, cool.
Yeah, he was singing with.
They gave him a mic. They let yeah. him sing into the mic. Nobody wanted this from any of us here. But it was
yeah.
funny because you walk mm-hmm. out and you're like, no one's looking at us. They're all looking
no.
at the band. And
yeah.
we're just. But it was funny because this
but,
was the.
Yeah.
You said on the pod, and then you're like, I'm
I
not
did.
Good at shaking. You're like, well, what about in front of 10,000 people?
When we were in Iowa, we were so bored and we had to make that drive that we didn't plan on making. And I had a Tic Tac box and
uh-huh.
I was shaking to the head of the heart.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know how they do this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so bad. I don't have rhythm.
You either got it or you don't.
I just don't have it. And so I was practicing.
Yeah.
And then they let us come on stage.
Who
so,
knew?
You know.
Might be good at manifesting, though.
Really something to that.
So it was very special for us.
I had a friend say like, oh, this is like such a bucket list thing. I was like, you wouldn't have written this down.
Yeah, you can't.
Go on stage with favorite band on 20th anniversary at most iconic
at
venue
sunset.
In the world.
Yeah.
I actually think Red Rocks might be the single best venue I've ever. I mean, I've lived a charmed life as an entertainer and a concert goer. I've gone to the at Ryman, MSG,
yeah,
like
true.
The Bowl. Like I've been on stage at a lot of these, and I've attended all of them. I don't think it gets better than Red Rocks. It's just so unique.
Yeah, that's the coolest.
We saw deer.
Like it just is. It's
what's
so
cooler?
We saw deer,
yeah, like, really. What's
as
cooler?
Yeah.
We were driving up the mountain. It is insane.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And then we went back and stayed at our Westin by the airport on Marriott
yep.
points.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. So thank you to the band and everything. It was crazy. It was. Couldn't ask for more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was. Wow.
Sorry. I had such a big sneeze. It was such a sentimental moment for
the
sneeze.
I was about to be like, I couldn't even imagine that moment happening.
Yeah.
And then doesn't have the biggest sneeze in the world. And we're 20 minutes into this hot room. I have some water.
Yeah.
Take my Advil now.
The funny thing is, you know, we flew out on Southwest and, you know, life is about balance. And I fly two airlines almost exclusively, Delta and Southwest. And you just couldn't ask for two different experiences. I mean, Southwest versus Delta is like a family reunion versus a business meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody's chatty on Southwest. They're happy to see you. It's a plane full of extroverts. There's jokes. I think if you talk to your neighbor on a Delta plane flight, they'll throw you out the window. They will kick the exit door open and throw an extrovert off of a Delta flight.
Yeah, it's like on the ticket. It's like,
yeah.
Do not talk.
Yeah.
Just keep to yourself.
Yeah, if you like look at your neighbor and ask them like where they're from or where they're going, your oxygen mask comes down as a muzzle. Shut up.
Stop.
We are not here for talking. We are traveling for professional reasons. It really is.
I have work to do
yeah.
on this plane.
I really
not
do feel like
me.
Southwest is an extrovert airline and Delta is an introvert airline. Like the amount of people.
An introvert with a little more money.
Yeah, that is. Well, Southwest isn't cheap anymore.
That's what you've been telling me.
Southwest is not a discount airline. It hasn't been in a long time.
But it just has a reputation.
It's like the Target of the air. You know, it's like it perceives being perceived as like affordable, but in fact, you will spend all your money on it.
There is something to that. No no, you don't realize that it's
but
like.
But the design is cool in here.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, it's not. I mean, Spirit is cheap. Frontier is cheap. Mm-hmm. Those are true discount airlines. But Southwest is not cheap, but you also don't pay for your bags, and there are a lot of
perks.
Yeah. But it's, you know, I've said before, like, Southwest, like, people will offer to hold your baby.
Well, on our flight out to Denver, the flight attendant sang multiple times.
So
many times.
Yes.
So he kind of did like a, it was from that very famous show, Young Sheldon.
No, the other one.
Oh, was it?
Not Young Sheldon. Oh. Or maybe it was Young Sheldon. Big Bang Theory. Apparently he sings a song, like a goodnight song. There's
I think the parents sing to Sheldon.
Okay. That might be
a goodnight song. I don't know. I don't watch that show. But he did it. And it was kind of like
everyone sang along.
An opening ceremonies. Like, we're taking off. And
yeah.
This guy's serenading us, and the people behind us were saying it too and singing. And then we had multiple birthdays, and we had to shut all the windows, turn on our call light as candles, sing to the birthday person, say their name, and then blow out our candles. And then another person,
and then somebody else was like, it's my birthday too.
And so
and we did it again,
pretty much like preschool. A lot of songs. And he had a really deep voice.
Oh my gosh, Melissa, Southwest flight attendants are preschool teachers.
He was pretty much like,
oh my gosh.
Good morning, everyone.
I've never put it together. It's
perfect. He was doing silly stuff too. He's like, if you visit the day spa on our flight, please go to the back of the plane.
It's a preschool teacher. I like it. Sometimes I'm into it.
He had a great voice.
I don't ever participate. Because I don't like to do it, but I don't mind observing it.
I thought it was fine. I thought it was fun.
Well, you're an extrovert.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
Why not pretend that the airplane bathroom is a day spa? Yeah.
The ground's like, okay, it's going to be nap time here in a minute. We're going to hand out some blankets.
Are we doing arts and crafts? When's snacks? It is, yeah, no, a lot of them,
he pretty much did the nap time lullaby.
There's different versions of them, though, because sometimes people do, like, sassy funny, and they're, like, sarcastic, and they're like, hey, so I know you're not listening to me, but I have to say this anyways.
Yeah, or they do the, look up here, you dropped something.
Now that I have your attention.
Now that I have your attention. Yeah. Oh.
Listen.
So like a little hook.
It's we were out there on Southwest points, and I don't any of my friends who are like, I just fly Delta all the time. I don't care. I just fly whatever's the direct. Give me a direct.
Yeah, we didn't have time to waste, and there were storms.
There were storms.
We got lucky. We got very lucky.
Oh my God! I mean, at this point, my hatred for the Denver airport is well documented. So much so that a lot of my comments are people from Denver being like, no, it's a great airport. And like, who goes to bat for their airport? It's one of the most efficient airports in America. Who cares, man? You got a good airport or a bad airport? I don't think you designed it.
I stand for my airport.
I'll be honest.
If they did design it, we got questions.
Yeah. I'll be honest about my airport. Terminal 2, great. Terminal 1, a disaster.
So bad.
Terminal 1 in San Diego is awful. They're rebuilding it finally, but it's just absolute chaos. So,
yeah.
Well, okay. We got to get back to stuff.
Where are we going to go from here? We got
a lot of stuff. Listen, I try not to get too political on this podcast, and I don't want to get into like big red versus blue stuff, but we have a hot debate that we're trying to settle right now in who has the better food court, IKEA or Costco. This is the only red and blue that I will fight over. I have a very
so IKEA's blue and IKEA's Costco has blue and red. So
I mean, Costco's red. The
so
logo's
we'll give them red.
We'll give them red. Stop undermining the bits, Mel. Everyone knew. Everyone knew. Okay. Everybody knew the logo was
okay.
red.
I just had to say it out loud. You're right. Costco is red. IKEA is blue. Done.
I mean,
100%.
Okay,
I mean, that's
okay.
so obvious.
Okay, okay, Mel. Okay, I'll
start. Forgive me.
No. Okay, Mel. Blue and yellow versus red and blue. Is that what you wanted?
That's what I needed. Yes. No, I just. I'm 2 seconds behind.
Well, you start to get in the heat. It starts to turn into a fever dream. Our episodes during the summer in our room here, we get a little loopy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm drinking my water.
Okay, so let's let's pull up the menu here to refresh everybody. We'll start with the IKEA Bistro. We're not talking about the restaurant.
That's different.
The restaurant is like fine dining.
They have like 50 items in there.
Yes. It's a totally different thing.
We're talking about a grab-and-go food stop.
Yes. Here are your options at IKEA. You have the pizza slice, the hot dog, the veggie dog, all right? And then we continue.
Whatever toppings are on that.
The Bisto pretzel with mustard, and then the meatball sundae, and then they have a plant-based one, and then they do have some desserts, the cinnamon bun, the strawberry soft ice, and then they got a couple ice cream options.
Don't touch that cinnamon.
To me, each of these have a primary thing that you're looking at, but the real main character of this is the meatball show and the cinnamon roll. The cinnamon roll is very good too.
Okay.
Right. So personally, this is IKEA. This is IKEA.
I would go with the soft serve, but that's
okay. So there you go.
Okay.
That's great.
Yeah.
So and then you go over to Costco. Now Costco is, I think, more lauded and celebrated.
Yes.
For there's the pizza, the chicken bake. Is that a Philly cheesesteak they got? I don't know.
They got a new sandwich now. Yeah. They have removed the.
And they don't always have this at every Costco, too. They don't,
okay.
They don't have that at mine.
Nobody's ever ordered that anyways. We're going with the main characters
mains,
here.
Which
the
are
pizza, the chicken
dog.
Bake, the hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
They have the smoothie, the ice cream, the churro. I mean, these.
You're putting an IKEA meatball against
a Costco hot dog.
A Costco hot dog.
That's really the main debate
now,
here.
Now, the thing with Costco is everything on their menu is double the size, if not quadruple the size of the IKEA stuff.
So value-wise, yes. Costco, you're getting way more food for less.
It would be weird if you got 3 hot dogs at IKEA.
Right.
It's not weird if you get 1 jumbo hot dog at Costco. And same with the ice cream. That's,
yeah.
You get so much ice cream.
I mean, it's Costco. That's the nature of Costco.
They're like, no, 16 ounces of soft serve.
I will tell you, in my opinion,
a lot of food.
In my opinion, the Costco menu is overrated. I don't like Costco pizza. I find it to be on the flavor bland side.
Yeah.
The chicken bake is inedible.
It's mostly cheese.
It's terrible. It's never been good.
You're not a ranch person. You're not a bacon person.
But I will allow, I mean, to use my phrase that everybody hates in my life, but I keep saying it, everybody has a different mouth experience. So you may or you may not like it. But the Costco hot dog, I mean, it's a perfect hot dog.
It's
the right
the
size.
Best.
It's so filling. It's just the amount of sweaty that you want. You don't want too sweaty, but you want a little perspiration on your dog.
It's all beef.
It's all beef.
It's perfect.
It's perfect. And
then
you get
those little onions.
Yeah.
The diced onions. You just roll them out.
You can ask for sauerkraut. You know, like you can really, really German that dog up.
Yeah.
Relish that mustard, that sauerkraut.
This
with
is
that
under
dog.
$1.
It's $1.50
because
you get
the
soda too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't forget that it's with the soda for $1.50. Like that's
If you have little kids, you guys could like 3 little kids could split a hot dog.
Okay. Now, let me make an argument for IKEA. I do think on a pure just
taste
flavor level, I do think the meatball is the best tasting of anything on any of these menus.
I think so too.
The IKEA meatball with the lingonberries.
I've never had this sundae thing. I've seen a cup of meatballs, but the sundae has the mashed potatoes, the gravy,
and
the lingonberries.
Gravy and the lingonberry. I don't think that there is anything that tastes as good at Costco as that item.
We were just at IKEA. I think our daughter could have eaten 30 meatballs.
Yeah.
Because she had like 14.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like eyeing our plates. Yeah. They were all gone. All the meatballs
and
were
I,
gone.
And if we're just doing the debate over.
Then we came home and made meatballs right. with the IKEA meatballs.
Yes. If we're just doing the debate over the overall like experience, both are, I think Costco and IKEA are both an equal hassle. So that's thrown out the window. None of them.
Yeah,
none
the
of
parking
their,
lots and the carts.
Okay. Hold on, though. Let me make. Okay. So I have a new layer to this argument.
Okay.
Everyone's like, well, Costco is cheaper. It's for the people. Blah, 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 blah. You have to pay to get into that Costco.
Yeah.
You have to be a uh-huh. member to even step foot in that Costco. So some of their prices are offset by the fact that you're a member.
And then they're like,
to
no,
be at
all
Costco.
The perks.
There's the perks, yeah.
You get the
IKEA
card
is,
and the credit card.
You,
and then
you're not paying any extra.
Back.
There's no yeah. extra cost at IKEA. There's no IKEA membership. You're walking in there for free. You could walk in. The general person could walk in off the street and order from IKEA. But you don't have that at Costco.
Yeah, I think sometimes Costco doesn't enforce their food court, but I think they're doing it now.
I don't think that's true.
No, I think there was a time that you could not show your member card and get in the food court.
Oh, that's
but
right.
That's, but they're cracking down on that.
Oh, no, I think you still can. It depends on the Costco.
Oh, because some of them
because
you
some
have
are
the
outdoors. Because in San Juan Capistrano, it's outside, so you don't need the membership. Okay. And then you can actually tell them when, like, even at Mayan and Vista, you could tell them, oh, I'm just going to food court, and they'll just let you go to food court. You don't have to scan your membership at the little kiosk thing. Like, you can.
Okay, well, that's another wrinkle in it because then, yeah. then somebody else's membership costs are keeping your price low.
But
so that's
actually,
the dream.
Our son has gone a few times, and they're kind of checking at the outdoor food court. Mm. So, but his friend has a membership, so he has to be with his friend. So I don't know.
All right, Melissa, well,
know.
It's November 2nd, and you need to cast your ballot right now.
Okay.
IKEA, Bistro, or the moment's here. You're sitting in front of your ballot. Here you go. You can only pick one. You've gone through the pros and the cons. You've thought about their mm-hmm. their beliefs, the experience, their effect on the economy and your personal budget, and mm-hmm. the impact that they have on your life. You have to cast IKEA, Bistro, or Costco food court.
I'm going Costco food
Costco
court.
Costco food court.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
It goes against, well, first off, I'm not sure IKEA is even eligible because I'm not sure if they're American born. So I'm not sure if I can, if they're qualified for the position. It goes against everything that I stand for most as a person to support Costco in the sense that I don't like classism. I don't like membership. I don't like that membership part of Costco. But if that membership helps drive down the costs
of the food court,
then it is just kind of a perk. Gosh, the meatball is so good.
It is.
The meatball is incredible. And the cinnamon roll is good and the ice cream. So if I'm just thinking about a total experience, I don't think there's a sweet that tastes as good. The churro is very bland at Costco. It doesn't do much for me.
They got a new big cookie, but.
Oh, I don't like a big cookie.
You don't.
I don't like a big cookie.
You don't? No.
I think when all is said and done, I'm going to go IKEA because I think it's a more complete meal and that I can have something savory.
Flavor profile.
Yes. And then I can get that cinnamon roll right there.
There you go.
And I can get a crappy shelf. Which who doesn't? Andy?
Costco. Easy.
Yeah.
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 You got a family of six.
Yeah.
I bet you frequent a Costco.
The price, I think I like the pepperoni pizza. I like the cheese blend. I've looked into it. I'm like, there's something about the way this pizza eats that I really like. And they add, it's like half provolone. So I'm a fan.
You can get a $10 pizza.
That's the thing. I mean, you could. $10.
Melissa, how expensive are those that pizza. Frozen thing of meatballs? Is it $9 for 100 meatballs? They're all good deals.
You're right.
Yeah, but convincing like. A ton of little kids to eat 10 meatballs at a birthday party each to like.
No, see,
them?
I think
I don't know.
No, I think you need to realize that people would. You just have to provide the option. People don't think to provide meatballs as a kid's party, but if you did, they would eat it. If it was just like a tower of meatballs, just everybody gets a toothpick. I think a tower. I think a tower of
the
meatballs.
Kids pulling off the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, eat from the top.
It's a Jenga.
Dummy.
Meatball Jenga.
Meatball Jenga would be a huge hit.
Yeah.
We all win. Everybody just get their plates out, you know? Mm-hmm. Or if you just like, if you got at the
it's
table.
A crock pot of meatballs.
If you just threw a bunch in the middle and then you put four kids around and you played Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Hungry Hippos.
I think it'd be a hit. It's my hippo. You know, they go out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'd win. I'd be elbowing
you,
kids.
You and Claire would be one and two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. It's a hot debate, and I can't wait to see your guys' takes. I think most people are going to say Costco, and I respect that. I just love that meatball so much.
They're so good.
Okay.
So good.
So this is an article that... it's so mean from the start. This article ran in the New York Post. Millennial dads have pathetic DIY skills compared to baby boomers.
Shots fired.
Shots fired. Mm-hmm. Are dad's essentials DIY skills in decline? All right, scroll down a little bit and let's read it. So, are dad's essentials DIY skills in decline? According to new research, millennial dads are less capable than their own dads when it comes to everyday DIY fixes and to rely and preferring to rely on professional help instead. A new poll of 1,000 millennial dads and 1,000 baby boomer dads have found that when a DIY task needs to be done at home, more than half of the millennials prefer to call a professional. Shots fired at this millennial dad.
Yeah.
Are any of us surprised by this?
No.
Does anybody not see this as a total...
Did they need to do this study?
Yes. Does not everybody see this as 100% a reaction from us dads who would have loved our dads to be fixing the house less?
Right.
You know? We stopped doing that.
All of my emotional energy into the drywall that needs to be patched.
Yes. And you're like,
meanwhile,
you're like, Dad, I have a dry heart. Yeah. And it's like, we are this way for a reason. Mm-hmm. The effect is we're not super handy. And the cause was because our dads were too involved. They were doing
like
too much.
Things need to be tended to.
Yeah.
But children also need to be tended to.
Exactly.
Right. Studies show boomers neglected half of their millennial children to teach them things.
That's exactly it. Yeah. Yeah. Studies show boomer dads. That's how it is. Yeah. Studies show boomer dads good at fixing house and breaking homes.
Fixing house to sell at market.
Study shows millennial child would like hug from father. Study shows.
And how was school?
Yeah. Study shows millennial child wishes it could be held like his dad holds his hammer.
The pristine care that they put the socket wrenches back in the case.
Study shows millennial child walked home from his own baseball game. But door is fixed. This is so obvious. This is a total reactionary thing. Most obvious response. So funny to me. I don't know. It's great. I mean, if you could fix some things, great.
Listen,
but
life is all about balance.
Life is all about balance.
Mm-hmm.
They're so witty. They just found these ways to be like, oh, I don't want to do that. Oh, broke a light bulb.
Yeah.
Gotta go fix that.
study shows millennial child broke the fan in his own room so his dad would come visit. Hey, Dad, I don't think the fan's working. Think you could come in here for an hour?
What, I just fixed this yesterday.
I don't know what seems to be wrong with it.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Do you know the joke about the kid getting yelled at for not holding the flashlight steady?
Oh, yeah.
I literally lived that because I was trying, the 10-year-olds were at my house and I was trying to turn the fire pit on.
Oh, right.
In the dark. And it was like all like bugs and, you know, and you're like reaching it and they've got their phone light and I'm like getting so frustrated, but you're like, don't be the joke.
Don't be the joke. Yeah.
Hold it steady.
Hold it steady. You're like, the kid's like, I don't understand how any of this
works.
Like,
we're just trying to get s'mores.
I just would love to get s'more, please. You can always email us at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Here we go, ready? This one is from Miranda. Subject. Oh,
your Uber's
my
here.
My Uber's here. I hope you guys start integrating that into your life. Hi, Dustin and Melissa. This subject is cinnamon roll suggestion.
Oh, okay. Hey, Miranda.
I'm a long-time listener. And was recently going back to the archives and came across the episode where you guys were talking about Mediterranean food on Thanksgiving. For any of our new listeners, mm-hmm. You'll see this when we get to the holidays. We do not cook on holidays.
We
like to do a barbecue Christmas and like a Mediterranean Thanksgiving. Or we do, we love Wei Wei.
We usually get Chinese food the night of.
The night of. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's great. We love it. You guys were talking about Mel's homemade cinnamon rolls, and she wasn't sure that she wanted to take the time to make them on the day.
Mm-hmm.
Remember this?
Yeah, I do.
Because it is a lot. I also love to make homemade cinnamon rolls for Thanksgiving and wanted to share a quick tip. You might have heard this before, but you can assemble the cinnamon rolls the night before and let them rise in the refrigerator overnight. In the morning, you set them out for about 30 minutes to get the room temperature and then bake as usual. Another tip for great cinnamon rolls is to pour heavy cream over the rolls before they go in the oven. It makes them so gooey.
Whoa.
I know that Dustin has dairy issues, Dustin, so it might be coconut or oat milk in the place of heavy cream. Anyways, I love listening to the podcast, Miranda from Knoxville.
Thank you, Miranda.
Do you do the night before sometimes?
I'm going to be completely honest.
Yeah.
Last couple of years, cinnamon rolls have not made the cut.
I know.
We pick up our favorite donuts.
We do
on Christmas Eve.
I will never force you to do anything you don't want cook-wise. We do love them.
I'll be honest. I think 2 years ago, I almost killed you.
Well, that's when we didn't realize I had a dairy thing. Well, because we had that, and we had a little Bailey's in the coffee, and I didn't realize I had a dairy thing.
And then I did like an afternoon cheese plate, then like mashed potatoes and gravy. Yeah. This is all Thanksgiving, and you just about died.
My stomach was on the naughty list. Maybe
it was Thanksgiving, maybe it was Christmas, but we just kind of shifted. Yeah. And you know what? Like a 3-hour baking project on Christmas Eve.
Well, Christmas is not even an option because the night before Christmas is the busy time. But I wonder is this like a fun thing to do together? Like Thanksgiving? Well, I have a gig Thanksgiving this year. I'm going to be in Everett. That's on sale soon, actually.
I'm not making cinnamon rolls this year.
All right.
Maybe when I get older.
Heavy cream. When she said heavy cream.
It's all dairy.
I know. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Well, thanks, Miranda. I'll archive this for 5 years from now.
Yeah. I don't know, when the load is lighter.
Yeah.
I used to, the first time I made cinnamon rolls, I brought them to a gathering. Mm. And so you're like, that's all I did.
Yeah, that was the thing, yeah.
And when you're making breakfast, lunch, dinner, you're like, no, somebody's got to give. And dessert.
Right.
You know, you're like, no, I can't do all that.
Can't do all that.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yep.
Okay, subject, new listener. This is from Julian. Hey, Nickersonians.
Hey.
Oh, that's new. I'm working on that.
Julian.
New listener from Australia here.
Awesome.
Almost embarrassed to say I'm freshly over from the Nate land as I wish I found this podcast on my own. Don't be embarrassed. We joined him for a reason. But it's great. And after being in the top 1% of Spotify Nate land listeners last year, I can now be equally obsessive with this pod and listen to the whole back catalog, Good Times. That's from Julian.
Amazing.
It's
thank you so much.
It's good. Someone threw in pepperoni pizza as their healthy food option. This is what Christina said. If you could take any.
Yeah.
I mean, Christina from Buffalo. I can't wait to read you the rest of what she said in the email. Oh, my gosh. I didn't read. So we a couple weeks ago, we said.
okay.
I can't wait to read this to you. I'm so excited. But I have to say what the email is. Ready?
The tension is growing.
So a couple weeks ago on the podcast, we said if you could make one food healthy, what would you do? I said granola. You said brownies.
Yeah.
Andy said, I forget.
Surf and turf burritos.
Surf and turf burritos. Great choice. Christina said pepperoni pizza. She signed her name Christina, Buffalo, New York, age 47, married, no kids, 10 cats, one dog. I swear. That's what she...
I think that's her signature.
That's...
10 cats.
You're a hero, Christina. I love people living the life they want to live. Married,
yes.
No kids, 10 cats, one dog. Has the dog heard the cats? What's the dog do? Is it a small? Christina, if you don't follow up with an email telling me more about your house life, I want to know so much about this.
I need to know about these cats.
I want cats. I want a picture of the cats. I want all. There's no way you could get all 10 of these cats. Is it any?
She is literally herding cats.
Yes. Yes. Unbelievable.
There's a good chance that dog was raised by those cats.
That's
and it just
true.
Came along yeah. with the acquisition of many cats.
Yeah. Well,
Christina,
and now
you got a busy house.
Yeah, you got a full house. Mm-hmm. Okay, this last one. So subject, Fort Wayne wedding story, ... me, exclamation point. Yo, Dustin, I was the one who yelled at you. So remember when I was in Fort Wayne and I saw the...
the mother of the bride.
Yeah.
Right?
And I go, she goes, Dustin, I'm a fan or whatever. And I go,
they
and
were
she,
doing photos.
Yeah, she goes like, this is a nightmare. Remember, she's like, she
yes.
was doing photos.
Uh-huh.
I was so excited. She emailed. Clean this up. I'm getting called out here, and I'm going to receive this. Yo, Dustin, I was the one who yelled at you. I was so excited to hear you recount our downtown Fort Wayne interaction, but I just wanted to clarify the story a bit. I was the wedding photographer, not the mother of the bride. Slightly offensive that you thought I was that old, dude. Sorry.
it was a jumble of people.
I'll tell you, I yeah. And I responded with, yeah, I'm busy, not this is a nightmare. I'm not sure how that got lost in translation, but maybe that was a funnier way to tell it on the pod. So that's fine. I'm glad you enjoyed Fort Wayne. Okay.
Was busy. She was buried in her work.
This is what it is you seemed busy and a context, full disclosure, I did not stop to do age breakdown. I actually, this might say something about me. I was looking more at you than the bride because that's more interesting to me. The bride's whatever. I don't care about that. Bride's going to get looked at all day.
Uh-huh.
And I just in my mind, I thought, oh, this is what a mom would be doing this. And I don't even think that's accurate. Does the mom walk around during the photos?
They don't.
OK, so I'm an idiot and I'm sorry. And I think I just read this is. Yeah, I exaggerated. You said, yeah, I'm busy. I remember that. You're exactly right. I'm sorry. I was just telling the story to try and make it funny. But it's very funny that you emailed. This is Valerie. And look how good this photo is. That's a great photo. She's actually very good.
That's the photo she took?
Yeah.
That's
the wedding. This is. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you're very good.
So good.
Yeah.
That is a fantastic photo.
Yeah. So. And yeah, you were not age appropriate to be her mom. I'm so sorry, Valerie.
Valerie's very cute. She's got an awesome haircut.
Yeah.
She's great wedding photographer.
I like that bag.
And she's a fan.
And she's a fan.
I think that's a big old
camera bag.
Camera bag, but I could be wrong.
You're great, Valerie.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling me out on that.
Thanks for being in the arts.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And I did
and
love Fort Wayne.
You have amazing photography.
This is really, really good.
I would be so happy if that was my wedding photo.
That's the night. Yeah.
That is an insane picture.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being a good photographer, Valerie. And thank you to Melissa for being really nice right now. So I feel a little less bad about lying about the story. I didn't think you were the mom. All right, everybody. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, everybody. Want to give a special shout out to our As Essential As Oils Patreons. That is our highest level of patrons, $25 a month and up. Thank you so much for, you know, just being a big part of this podcast and a big part of our lives. So, starting off with
Avril Griffiths,
Adam Bush,
Allison Nelson,
Andy and Darlene Gerton,
Avery Starr,
Bonnie Galliendo,
Brandon Schoenberger,
Carrie Teague,
Christopher and Bridget Finland,
Code to Grow,
Courtney Eibling,
Damarius Diaz Stevens,
Damaris.
Damaris. I like saying it wrong. I did it on purpose.
Daniel Owens.
Damarius Diaz Stevens. I know I did it on purpose. David and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly. I can say that one right.
Jason and Francis White.
Jessica Hanrahan.
Jonathan Ribiera.
Joshua and Nikki Platt.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Lauren Rachel.
Matt and Sam Slosdom.
Got it. Michelle Carlson.
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt.
Nicole Carraz.
Rachel Wilson.
Rachel Kennedy.
Robert and Nellie Capen.
Steven Menya.
And Tiffany Payne.
Thank you so much, everybody. Bye.
Bye.